The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Oh, it's so great to hear Francis Albert Sinatra as I call in from Rome, Italy, brought to you by our friends at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, serving the Italian-American community since 1944. Joe Piscopo, live on the radio. I wanted to just call in, and we're going to check in, and as we travel on this great Perillo tour to Rome, and we go all throughout Italy, it's just so much fun. It's great, but I have to tell you, as I talk to you, and I'll go to Al, and I'll go to Joe in a second, but to you listening, thank you so much. I'm telling you, we've created, and I always got to give a shout out to the guys that put us together, Mr. Crowley, Mr. Boyce, certainly. But we created this great family, and now here I'm in Italy. I'm calling in on a tour from the station, listening to Frank Sinatra, whose family, of course, comes from this great country. And everybody's being so nice. But I was just humble, so humble, to see how we have come together on this radio program throughout the last, into our sixth year now. And I'm telling you, if you thought about going and you couldn't get on the trip, I apologize for that. We'll open it up. You know, we're going to talk to Steve Perillo and maybe we'll do some more. But I have to tell you something. It has been great. And we all are, everybody's, this is something, this is an anomaly. We're polite. We're respectful. Oh my gosh, we love the country of the United States of America. We love our heritage. And there's no animus, there's no hate, there's no divide that you see that is constant on the news, you know? And so this has been so refreshing. So we're all on my, we've kind of invaded. You know, you thought Patton invaded Italy? No, it's AM 970, The Answer. This is like an invasion from the Piscopo Show in the morning, man. And we are just having the best time ever. And Al, thanks for staying. I feel, Al, and Joe Borelli, first of all, thank you. The superstar Joe Borelli right there. But Al, I feel bad that you should be, you're part of the family. You should be with us, brother. You know, somebody had to watch the store, man.
That's it. Somebody had to watch it. And believe me, if I had gone to Italy for 10 days, I think I'd have divorce papers when I got back. So maybe you'd feel good about that, but I'm sure I wouldn't. So
you got to bring Jennifer, because I know, because people are bringing their wives. I'm not, because I don't have one. But it's so
But you might find Apollonia there. You might find her.
Monday, Friday, Wednesday, Tuesday. I'm waiting now. So today, I have to tell you, so this is the inside line that the folks, everybody kind of went to the Vatican today. Not kind of went. They went en masse. Two buses of, like, the morning show. It's like, and it's all Americans, and it's great. And they went to some really nice places within the Vatican. So now I'm preparing, so you know, this is a little exclusive for you. They don't know. The folks that are here really don't know. We're doing a full show for them tonight. We're doing a full
nice
show. I've got the tracks. I've got a piano. Steve Perillo plays a great piano. Joe Borelli, you never believe it. He plays piano. He's going to go back and forth. He's going to do some. I'll do my Italian songs. And then I didn't know, I thought it was secret, but then I walked in here, everybody, when I first came to the hotel, everybody like kind of knew me, Mr. Piscopo, hey, Joe, and then they go,
Piano, huh? Piano, huh?
So I think somebody leaked out that I need a piano.
I don't know. I think Steve Perillo would have me at the food. I don't think he'd have to put on a whole piano show for me if he ever wanted to do it to invite me. But nonetheless, I mean, that sounds pretty good.
Did you see anybody handing these people euros as a tip while they were yelling out your name?
You know what they said?
And nobody called you Joe Pesci, right?
No. They didn't. Because I know it's always in Italian they go, Piscopo. I guess they pronounce it as it should be pronounced. Piscopo. With that, it's like a song. The Italians speak in song. You know, it's beautiful, you know. So nobody mistaken me for pleasure. And I can't figure the euro thing out. Because they got coins. They have $2 coins. And I can't figure it out. But all I saw was handing out dollar American 20 bill dollar bills, and I ran out of them out. So
not a good problem to have.
Well, this is what happened at the airport. So I get in, everything's great anyway, and it's a love fest on the plane, man. Everybody's great, and Alitalia was great, and it was great. So we land now. We're supposed to all be going together to get the luggage, and then we go into a van bus. And then Paolo, our guy, takes us back. And he's waiting. Marco, actually. These guys, Marco, Paolo, somebody Italian.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You
know? So now, and well, the airport's pretty accommodating. It's kind of easy. So I got off. I remember the day before, I go through security because I leave my hat on. You know, they got all this high-tech electronic things that I don't really see in America. Where you go, they have to do facial recognition, and I had my hat on. They wouldn't let me through, so I had to take my hat off. And so I got through that. I said, okay, I got this. Then I stopped for, I would have drove out crazy if I was with me, because you'd be wanting to go, let's go. Mm-hmm. I'm going, oh, look, it's espresso. Oh, look, it's not like Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks. It's like a regular espresso place in Italy. I got to have an espresso.
Yeah, you're like, oh, look, this shining thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, because they don't, it's not like home. They have real, like the coffee's great everywhere, but it's not really.
And it's a process, right? Right, Joe? I mean, you got to sit and you have to take it. You don't just sip on the run. You enjoy.
Right, which is not Joe's, not Joe's forefront. You know, he doesn't like to wait, except for.
That Al right on the buddy.
Jesus, right? You only wait for Jesus.
I go, Jesus is it. I'm on my way. So I go, double espresso. That was it. It's over there. Over there. You wait. And you do have to wait. You have to be very patient. It's not home, man. It's not like America's like, we're going a million miles a minute. It's they wait, and then you wait. And then, so I wait a couple of minutes. Meantime, I'm going, okay, so I'm walking now. Now, I met a great couple from Staten Island, beautiful couple from Staten Island. A young couple comes up, and they say, hey, Joe, we're like, so excited. Great. Where are we going? Where is the luggage? And the gentleman says, the guy goes, it's 10, number 10. I think it's Carousel 10. Okay, good. So I go to Carousel 10, and I'm waiting, and I don't see anything. I'm waiting. And then I thought for a second I was in Beijing because there was like this big Chinese tour that was there, and I was all running around. And it was all and they're all around, all the Chinese. And I said, well, am I in the wrong tour? Because I should have been a tip-off that no one spoke Italian or English except Mandarin. So I just a tip-off there, you know. So I'm going. And they're all running around, and they don't know me. They said, Joe Pesci, right? Joe Pesci. No, they didn't say that. So they go, let's go looking around. So then I go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe. So I look, and now I'm getting a call from the bus. Joe, you okay? You okay? I go, look, release the bus because I'm going to be here. I can't find my luggage. So they went. So we released everybody on the bus. And I was kind of disappointed because I was going to sing a song in the sound. From the intercom on the bus, Next stop is Frank Sinatra. So then I waited. I went, and it was at the wrong carousel. So I went, and I went to do Alitalia. They said, no, it's not number 5. I got the 5. All my luggage was there. It was good. But meantime, so now I got to get out of the place. And I did it last time. They have these cars. Joe, you would love this. They got these cars that wait for you, like, not so you don't call Uber. You don't wait. You know, the cars are there at the airport, and the driver.
That's convenient. That's convenient.
You need the driver. Come on. How could that? And we got to get that at Newark and JFK. You go. Yeah, a guy kind of tells you, what do you need? I said, I just got to go to Rome, but here we're going. And then a driver comes up with the best card, quick, a little expensive, but, you know, but hey, listen, you know me. If it's going to get me there, I'll pay for it. And then I got back to the hotel. It was great. But I missed, and then
but no song. But no one got a song yet.
Nah.
Not one song.
Not one song. We're surprising that today. We're saving it for tonight. What would you do that, man? I'll tell you, we're gonna have a whole big thing. But it was nice. So everybody's in a room together. We're all chatty. We're all talking, and we're going on. And it was just welcoming, and it was great. And I can't tell you how great it is. So we thank everybody for being so nice. Now they'll come back. They'll get a little rest. We'll fuel them up, and then we're gonna hit it. Hey guys, but you know what? I kind of in withdrawal because we don't have American television here. There's not Fox News. There's nothing. So I'm doing a news blackout here in Rome. You know, you got. Did anything happen that I should know that we're on top of this morning that I should know about?
No. Everything's great. They're still shutting down Rikers. Let's see. Tornadoes hit Dallas, caused some power outages, and the Giants lost, and so did the Yankees. So it's all good.
I know the Yankee loss, man. We were tracking it on the plane. I had to get. They didn't have internet on the plane, so I finally found the internet on the plane. I got it on my phone, and we're following the Yankee game. You know, can somebody please say thank you to the New York Yankees for giving us a great season? Did anybody say that?
No.
Everybody say it.
No. The Wall Street Journal went very hard on them, Joe. The Wall Street Journal did a full article talking about how they were the decade of disappointment, how they wasted $2 billion. I'm of the same opinion as you. You know, they might not have won the World Series, but it was a pretty darn good season, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
It was, and they're a group of great guys, great young guys. And but I'm reading, even you know, online, I'm just reading how they're just and the fans are just saying, oh, it was time to win. It was time to win. Houston was a great team. Houston is a great team, man. And you got to give them credit. And I thought it was exciting. I don't know what happened. Was that ump? Al, that ump was,
Well, the ump strike zone, the ump strike zone Saturday night was miserable. But that the bottom line is the Yankees can't hit in clutch situations where they need to move the ball and they need to move runners over. They're trying to hit a three-run homer when there's nobody on base. And their starting pitching is just not that good. I mean, you've got the Astros and the Nationals in the World Series that starts tomorrow night of two of the best pitching matchups, pitching bullpens that you're going to find anywhere. Their starting pitching on both sides is unreal. I mean, you're going to have these great duels. The Yankees don't have that. That's the problem.
Yeah, man. Well, I tweeted out some thank you, New York Yankees, for a great season. Who knew? Who knew these guys would come up this far as long as they did with the injuries and everything that they had? So I felt bad about that. But it's we watched the series, watched the Yanks lose. Everybody was disappointed here. And now today, we're going to Pompeii, which is great, which I've not been. I'll tell you, back to the Italy tour. Thank you very much. And then we're going I think we're going down to Sorrento. We're going to do a mozzarella class. I tell you, Joe, how
must be nice. You got some act, Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you, you got some act. You're going to go to a mozzarella class in Sorrento, probably the buffalo mozzarella.
I'm not taking the class. I'm not going to Capri. I'm not hanging in Sorrento. Vide Mare Quando Bella, one of those beautiful places on earth. I am taking a 2-hour trip, a side trip to Avellino. And I'm going to go and I'm going to check in with La Familia in Avellino.
Beautiful.
And Steve has something planned for me that he didn't tell me. So now, when I tell you, I have more people come up to me from all over the country, not just you think Piscopo in the morning, it's just in New York, Amarillo, Texas, that, outside of Reno, Nevada. They listen to the show every morning. They're on the trip from all over the country.
That's
from
awesome.
Listening to the radio show in New York. I'm telling you something. And then it's this explicit. And this is what I love about our radio audience, is they come up to Joe and I meet people. Where are you from? We're from, you know, we're outside of Texas. Well, why are you here? Because I think I have a family member in Avellino. Listen to me. I go, are you kidding me? We heard you mention Avellino. We think family's there. We're going with you on your trip. How great is that? All like-minded, all just having fun, just looking for our heritage.
That's beautiful.
In the great, yeah. So it's really, really nice. But it's exciting. I can't tell you how much I appreciate everybody. Listen, I can't wait to get back, of course. But it's fun here. We're gonna do the show here. We'll report in. I'm gonna get Frankie on the phone. I don't know, Arthur may be here for a day or so. He's Arthur is a character. He's running around causing havoc in a great way. And I wanted to make sure that I give a shout out before I let you guys go to the Columbus Citizens Foundation. You know, they jumped on board and they're sponsoring these phone calls. They've been helping the Italian American community with scholarships for children, you know, since 1944. And to all of our dear friends, to John and Angelo and Marion and all the great folks over there at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. We appreciate it. Hey, excuse me. When I go away, that's when you book Dr. Seb Gorka, one of my favorite people. You book Dr. Gorka on when Joe goes to Italy. Well, how did that happen? Joe, I mean, you saved it.
He said, Borelli's in town. That's it. Now I want to be on. That's it. No offense, Joe. No offense.
Joe, listen.
You're going to Sorrento today. You're going to Avellino, and you're worried about Seb Gorka. He'll be here when you get back. I'll trade places. You want to come here interview Seb Gorka, I'll spend the afternoon in Avellino.
All right. Do me a favor. Tell Dr. Gorka thanks for his studio. He's got these great movie posters outside his studio. And then thanks for his studio when I was broadcasting from Salem Media, D.C. down there. And Al, appreciate you. Listen, I miss you guys, but listen, I don't want to say anything, but if and when there's a next time and everybody's asking, you know, you guys got to come with us. And maybe I'd love to broadcast from here because it's a beautiful country. It's great to see my heritage, our heritage. But again, with love and with thanks to you listening for what you have created. We don't take it lightly. We respect and love you always being with us every morning on the show. And to Joe Borelli, Al Gattulo, thanks for sitting in. And we're here. If you need something, I'll send the mozzarella home. I'll
send it. You better, yeah.
To you, Joey Borelli.
Pack it on ice. Pack it on ice and send it over.
All right, boys. Give love to everybody.
We'll do, Joe.
Take care. We'll
enjoy.
Check in soon.
Enjoy. Thanks. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks, you guys. Ciao.
You got it.
Ciao.
I tell you, some nerve calling in from Avellino like it's nothing to, you know, taunting us with his. You close your eyes, you could just imagine the Roman scenery, the countryside
right.
as he drives south, and he's worried about who's on the show. That's how you know it's a real radio professional right there.
Yeah, but the fans there are great. The fans are happy that that he's there and they're having a great time with him.
That is great. We will have to check in with some of those fans afterwards after this break. We got to check in with Brandy Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. It's a heavy ride on the Deegan over on the southbound side. Collision right after the Moshaloo. That's got you jammed from McLean Ave. Southbound Hutch not moving much heading toward Pelham Parkway. There's an accident in the left lane there. Northbound also very heavy. Everybody is stopping to take a look. Getting to the outbound, George, on the Cross Bronx, you're going to see some delays heading toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. They just set up some road work on the upper level span in the right lane. Inbound side, you are looking good on the upper deck. Lower level also in pretty good shape. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20. Inbound Holland 20 to 30. Alternate side is suspended for the holiday. Meter rules remain in effect. This report is sponsored by Staples. Staples gives your business more for less. It's where you find the best printers at great prices. Right now, get up to $200 off the HP LaserJet Pro 400 series. Staples for your business tech and beyond. In-store only. Offer ends 11/16/19. Going up to 68 degrees with lots of sunshine, and now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm excited to tell you about the next edition of the Dining Out Dialogues with Kevin McCullough, as presented by Dining Out Magazine, AM 970 The Answer, and AM 570 The Mission. They're a series of live remote broadcasts from 3 to 6 p.m. on location with top chefs, celebrity co-hosts, and special guests. The next stop in the Dining Out Dialogues will be with Chef Niall Medford on November 1st at Bobby Van Steakhouse in the landmark Helmsley Building next to Grand Central Station. Kevin will be on location at 230 Park Avenue with very special guest and co-host AJ Katsimatidis. Happy hour is from 3 to 6 p.m. during the live broadcast. I hope you'll be there on Friday, November 1st for the Dining Out Dialogues at Bobby Van's Steakhouse.
After the broadcast, stay for dinner. Make your reservation by calling 212-867-5490. That's 212-867-5490.
Napa Know How.
Why should you buy a 99-cent Napa bag? Because it's no ordinary bag. It can save you 20% on three or more items you can fit inside. Some call that magic. Others say it's the eighth wonder of the world. But whatever it is, it's the best way to save you 20% on brakes, filters, wipers, and more. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/19.
While I'm on the Perillo Piscopo tour in Italy, I wanted to tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, as we all did. Perillo Tours have been operating for 75 continuous years. Steve Perillo represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel. You're right on the Spanish Steps, right? Or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square, or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Comfort and convenience, that is the hallmark of a Perillo tour. Taking all the stress out of traveling, call for your new Perillo 2020 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. Don't forget Perillo's Hawaiian vacations at all deluxe oceanfront Hyatt hotels. Perfect for honeymoons, everything included at one low price. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Be of good cheer, folks. Christmas is right around the corner. Right away, you will be inundated with Christmas trees and Thanksgiving turkeys and presents to wrap and children demanding this toy and that toy. That season is coming right up, if it hasn't already started, in your house. Our next guest, though, has a really, really, really interesting take on Christmas and what's going on here in the city. As most of you know, the city council passed some very, very, very controversial legislation at the last stated meeting. You know, it's been at the front page of the news. We know the mayor is set to sign this proposal, and it's causing a lot of headaches. So my next guest, city councilman from Bensonhurst, Bay Ridge, Diker Heights, my friend, Councilman Justin Brennan. Justin Brennan, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Now tell me about your controversial proposal to basically eliminate Christmas in Diker Heights. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, good. That's the last thing I need. So, as your listeners may know, Christmas in Diker Heights has become the place to be over the past, say, maybe 10 years or so, where now you have folks coming in from whether it's Long Island, New Jersey, or even people from overseas.
Right. It used to be a thing, but now it's a thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once Thanksgiving is over, you'll start hearing about everyone, you know, come to New York, check out Diker Heights. And it's great. I mean, look, it's fantastic that people want to come to this little neighborhood in Brooklyn and hopefully spend some money in the nearby businesses. But mainly what they're doing is walking around a entirely quiet residential area where for the other 11 months a year, people are just trying to go about their lives. And now it's become a total Christmas spectacular down there with people festooning their homes with Christmas lights that really puts Rockefeller Center to shame. And what you're having now is you have vendors who come, like Mr. Softy or whoever, who set up outside people's homes for 12, 13 hours on end with their diesel engines running. And it creates garbage. It creates congestion. No one wants to breathe in exhaust fumes while you're preparing the seven fishes. So we moved forward with a proposal in the city council to ban vending in this area in hopes of returning a little Christmas joy back to the residents of Dyker.
No, you're right. Look, and my kids, they have bought some, you know, hot chocolates from some of these vendors, but it's not the reason you go. It's not the reason. It's not going to fundamentally change what brings people there in the first place. And I think you're right. I think it's something that if it could be done a little bit more smartly with respect to some of the neighbors, it's a better thing. And by the way, I'm going to plug my friend's restaurant, La Sorrentina, because that is the Borelli family Dyker Heights Christmas tradition. Even though you took away one, you took away our hot chocolate, you can't take away our second tradition, and that's going to La Sorrentina. Where else should people go while they're visiting the lights, by the way?
Oh, forget about it. I mean, you have El Coliseo on 18th Avenue and 77th Street. I mean, Bay Ridge, you got Geno's, you got Vesuvio's. If you want to go to Bay Parkway, you got Ortobello. I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches. I mean, but honestly, this is part of the issue. The vendors that were coming here were, you know, they're not putting any money back into the community. Like, the money that you spend at a vendor in the Dyker Heights lights is money that's just going to the vendor. Whereas if you go to these small businesses, you're actually putting money back into the community and giving back a little bit to the community that's given you these beautiful lights. So that's part of the issue, too, for us.
Amen. And now just last topic, I want to talk about Mother Cabrini. We had Governor Cuomo, you know, just trying to, as he does, trying to outdo Mayor de Blasio. That's not new. It's not unique to this issue. But are you ultimately happy that the governor is really pushing forward with a proposal to honor Mother Cabrini, as I know a lot of your constituents do care about?
Sure. I mean, I was one of the first electeds to come out and say, look, Mother Cabrini won this contest fair and square, and she therefore deserves her statue. I don't think it needed to come to the governor, you know, having to put this forward. I think Mother Cabrini won, you know, fair on her own and through the She Built campaign. And look, we're talking about creating more statues, right? We're not, you know, if we're talking about tearing down statues, it's one thing. We're talking about creating more. And Mother Cabrini got the most votes. Why can't we have a statue? Why did it have to turn into this big war between the governor and the mayor? It should have just happened. People voted for her. She got the most votes. And, you know, and that's how a small D democracy works. It doesn't work that if the person that wins is not the person you wanted to win, so you just ignore the results. And
no, you're right. I mean, it just never made sense. Why, you know, you do something non-controversial, you're going to add statues. That's a great thing, right? Everyone was mad when you talked about taking down Columbus, right? Then everyone was happy when you talked about putting up more statues. There's no anti-statue lobby out there that says we need less statues. Everyone was happy. It just never made sense to me why they wouldn't allow the person who was deserved, who was qualified to get a statue. No one has made the case that she wasn't. It just never made sense to me. Justin Brannon, I want to thank you for joining us as always, my friend, and I look forward to seeing you in the council. We have a great show coming up for the rest of this hour. We got Kathy Aru. Next hour, we have Seb Gorka. We have Claudette Duff coming on from Out of the Housing Senior Homeless. We just added this guest. So we got a ton of stuff to talk about in the next hour. And I also want to go back to Rikers Island. We heard from Bernie Kerik just about 30 minutes ago. We still need to talk about the bail reform that is going to lead to this major reduction in prison population when we come back. Right now, we're going to check in with the news with Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
50 degrees at 834. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New data shows weekday subway ridership is up just over 4% from last year. The Daily News says the credit goes to better service and on-time performance, hitting a six-year high of 84% this summer. Transit Chief Andy Byford says he's confident the trend will continue, but did note that construction improvement projects soon getting underway could disrupt service. A Rockland County lawyer says he's ready to part with a famed baseball bat that Babe Ruth gave his father. Ruth used that bat to slug his 500th career home run back in 1929. He gave it to Jim Rice, the former mayor of Suffern and a longtime friend. Rice's son inherited the valuable bat now and is putting it up for auction. Baseball memorabilia collectors say that bat could easily fetch $1 million. Ruth's bat, used to homer on opening day in 1923, sold for just over $1 million. Back in 2004. In sports, Giants spotted the visiting Cardinals an early 17-0 lead, lost 27-21. Daniel Jones threw a pick, was sacked 8 times, and lost 2 fumbles as Big Blue fell to 2-5 on the season. Jets host the Patriots tonight on Monday Night Football, while the Rangers dropped their 4th straight. They got beat by the Canucks at the Garden by the final of 3-2. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Stop and go right on the Van Wyck over on the northbound side, heading toward Hillside Ave. Heavy delays start from the Belt New England Thruway. That is not moving much. We've got a crash before the toll plaza in New Rochelle. The left lane is down. You are jammed from Connor Street in the Bronx. Still a slow go on the Hutch heading southbound, approaching Pelham Parkway. Crash in the left lane there has you hitting the brakes from Boston Post Road. Getting to the outbound George on the Cross Bronx. A little bit slow approaching the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. We've got some road work on the upper level span, taking out the right lane till 2:30. Inbound side looking like 5 to 10 upstairs. Downstairs in great shape. Eastbound 495 in Weehawken. Watch out for an accident over by Pleasant Ave in the right lane. Then it's a 20-minute ride into the tolls at the Lincoln. Inbound, Holland will crush about 20 from the turnpike, about 40 from 1 and 9. Alternate side is suspended today. Meter rules remain in effect. Lots of sunshine headed our way this afternoon, going up to 68 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 5252 when applying. Avant.com, code 5252. That's Avant.com, code 5252.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one, and it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. When I met Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the folks at Route 22 Toyota, I saw how it was a family and how they were really there to help. What could we do? And the first thing Iggy said to me, you know that from Route 22 Toyota? And I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get. First 5 callers, next 5 minutes. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got to be one of the first five 25 callers in the next 5 minutes. This is a great way to get over there. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But when I met Iggy, the first thing he says to me is, what charities do you like, Joe? And I go, well, I go, the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm the spokesperson. Steps up. He becomes the man of the year. He makes a personal donation. He gets Toyota to make a big donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's where the heart is at Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you they are there to help you, you won't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans from this car dealer. It comes from my heart. And here's the number now where you can get this great deal. You know, I'll give you you got 5 minutes plus. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. The brand new customer lounge. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. But yeah, you could start here. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good, so I hit a good spot.
Oh, this is a good one.
All
right, this is a good one. I think I might be able to sing every word to every lyric on the No Need to Argue album.
Everybody else is doing it, so why don't we?
Really? Dolores O'Riordan is one of my absolute favorite singers, and I'd never seen her in concert, and I actually planned to go see her in concert in December of the year she passed away.
Ah, man.
And unfortunately, I will never get to see her.
We played her at a radio station that I worked at years ago. We debuted the Cranberries on there, and I think we ended up seeing her somewhere in the city. I forget where they were.
That's cool. They were fantastic.
But the big deal is that song was in Mission Impossible at the very end when Tom Cruise was getting ready to go on a plane back to London. So they got an even bigger
Sure. I was a Cranberry fan. I still am a Cranberries fan, and it's amazing. It's amazing. I want to turn now to the race for 2020. I mean, my friend Kathy Aru, you've seen her on Fox News. She is known as the Liberal Sherpa. She'll be joining us any second. But I mean, we had this Bernie rally yesterday in New York City here, where Democrats from the city endorsed him en masse. The volume of the Bernie Sanders campaign was amped up. And I got to be honest, I think the only person that this helps is Joe Biden. Joe Biden was done. I mean, we talked about Opera earlier in the show. The Joe Biden campaign was reaching its finale. And then enter stage left, AOC, endorsing Bernie Sanders. And I think it actually gives Biden a path to victory. Joe Biden can now win South Carolina with 30%, 40%. The end of Joe Biden's campaign was Elizabeth Warren consolidating all of the left, consolidating all of the progressive voters. With Bernie Sanders now making a resurgence, I don't know if that's going to happen. So we need an actual liberal, someone who is billed as the liberal Sherpa, amongst other names I'm sure people tend to call her. My dear friend, my good friend, Kathy Aru. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Mr. Borelli. How are you?
I am well. So what's your take on this Bernie endorsement bonanza that happened here in New York City over the weekend?
And the squad supporting him 1,000,000%.
I
don't know why you think the AOC is a kiss of death. I don't know why you think feeling the burn is a negative thing. Bernie Sanders is loved.
Look, I don't think it's a kiss of death for Bernie Sanders. I think it's the kiss of death for all the campaigns except for Joe Biden.
You think it's for the whole party? I think at this point, every single Democrat, every liberal that I talk to, every candidate, I'll bring up any candidate, and there's a negative thing to say about every single one. So I always ask, well, will you vote for that person when it comes down to it against Trump? Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Someone's pet poodle, and it's yep. It's anybody but Trump. They'll vote for a bulldog if he runs against Trump.
Well, let me ask you a question then. As a Democrat, I mean, do you think the AOC's consolidating the Democratic Party under her of her vision for what the Democratic Party should be? Do you think that's ultimately a good thing for the party going forward against Trump?
AOC, she's a freshman though. I mean, she's new at the game. But she's so great at what President Trump's great at. So great at Twitter and getting everyone's attention.
He
and
is
saying
great. He
just
is great.
The right things.
You should have stopped that. President Trump is great, Kathy.
I'm sorry, but you know that he's great at Twitter. That he's great at messaging. He's great at just getting attention. Anytime he says anything, I have to stop and watch, because it's like Howard Stern on radio years ago, right? In Private Parts, you couldn't stop watching and listening because you didn't know what he was going to say next.
Fair, yeah, fair.
I think that's exactly what we have now with AOC and Trump, and even Bernie Sanders. It's you've got this attraction that we've never had in politics.
Look, I think
never had anyone we want to listen to.
Nothing Bernie Sanders to me sounds like something I want to vote for. None of his policies are what attracts me to a candidate. However, even I would be forced to admit that Bernie Sanders has always come across as genuine and earnest
yes.
in what he says. I mean, something that Elizabeth Warren, I think, frankly, struggles with. You know, Bernie Sanders, you could tell he's believing what he's saying. He's feeling his own burn, and God bless him. And I think that's a good thing. But how do you think 2020 plays out going into the first couple of primaries? Do you see a path for these rumors to become more serious about, say, either Hillary Clinton or Michael Bloomberg entering the race? Or do you think it's going to be one of the top three and that's that?
Well, everyone was hoping for Bloomberg. All my sources, we're talking the good old days, the Bush Republicans, those are considered now like old school. It's the pre-Trump days. So the Republicans that are not necessarily Trump fans are looking for Bloomberg, and even the Democrats that aren't necessarily happy with anyone, they're happy with Bloomberg.
But do you think
is very well received right now, and no one's very happy about Warren, because Warren, at the end of the day, she reminds people of Hillary Clinton, and no one wants that loss again. No one wants to feel like that again.
But do you think
Warren's got that problem?
Do you think Bloomberg has enough money? And I'm sure he does. Do you think he has enough money, though, to win a Democratic Party after saying things like minorities weren't stopped and frisked enough by criticizing labor as the labor electoral cabal? I think he used the term. Someone who has poised himself, positioned himself rather, as anti-labor, as pro-stop and frisk. Do you think anyone like that can win the Democratic primary?
If he can control, I mean, if someone like President Trump, which is at the end of the day, the things that he has said, if someone could say that McCain, may he rest in peace, was not a true patriot, was a loser for getting caught, can say something like that and win the vote of veterans. If someone like that could win and be president and still have the vote from the veterans today, this day so many veterans support him, then how can a Bloomberg not win? It's all in the messaging. And that, again, is what our dear president is so good at, getting that megaphone and controlling the message. And that's what we need right now. We need the Democrats to stop allowing the tweeter-in-chief to control the messaging. Just when you've got this Ukraine thing, it comes out, and the Democrats just overplayed their cards on this one. They thought, oh, definitely, we this is fantastic. And even Pelosi jumped on in the impeachment bandwagon.
Yeah, I agree.
Messaging.
I mean, I think Democrats certainly overplayed their hand, and now they're trying to, backfill it in with facts when the facts might not have actually been there.
if they could have controlled the messaging. But then it was what was Trump supposed to do? It was pure genius. He controlled it. He turned it around and put someone who could have been on the offense, Biden, on the defense. Biden ends up apologizing and trying to explain his way out of a hole when all he had to do was sit back and just make
the corn pop. The corn pop got popped. But last question, Kathy, I mean, where do you think these Hillary Clinton rumors are originating from? And do you think there's any truth to them?
Well, I think the Russians, as they say, as they giggle, as Putin has whispered in public, right? Oh, I'm going to mess with this election. I'm just going to say it out loud now, right? I mean, where do the rumors start? Where do these Facebook campaigns come from? Where do these right after the whole Ukraine? You get these Facebook pop-ups that admittedly come from. Supporters of Trump, and I even think AOC came from the GOP. I don't think any Democrat expected an AOC.
We got to leave it there, but Kathy, I agree with you on more things than you might imagine, that the Democrats overplayed their hand on Ukraine, that AOC might be so good for the Republicans that it's possible to even think she's a plant. We got to take a break. We're going to come in with Brandi Scott with traffic, and then we're going to come back with some great guests in the top of our 9 o'clock hour. Stay tuned. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Going to need some extra time heading inbound at the Verrazano. We've got a crash on the upper level span. It's right by the ramp to the belt, taking out the left lane. About a 20-minute ride to the Manhattan side at the Midtown Tunnel. Some extra volume there. LIE westbound accident on the ramp from the Van Wyck. That's also in the left lane. Grand Central, that's going to cost you some extra time. Stop and go there between Jewel Ave and Union Turnpike. Heading inbound at the George, looking good on both decks. Outbound side roadwork on the upper level span, taking out the right lane till about 2:30. Inbound Lincoln, a much better ride. That stall on 495 by Pleasant Ave and Weehawken has been cleared out of the way. Going to cost you about 20 minutes into the tolls. Inbound Holland looking like 15 from the turnpike, 40 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach. And PATH trains, those are running late in and out of Newark World Trade because of an air brake issue. Alternate side is suspended for the holiday. Meter rules remain in effect. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Nobody does spicy like Wendy's.
Yep.
So all hail the Queen of Spice. Because this is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. And tomorrow is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Wendy's brought them back. So now every day is the day Wendy's spicy nuggets are back.
This is the day. Took at the scenic route, but this is the way. That's all news, baby. This is the day. They gon' miss us today. You won't miss this today.
Wendy's spicy nuggets are back. Get yours this day. We got you.
For a limited time, only at participating Wendy's.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
And balance of nature for my energy and everything, it does make it much easier for me. I love it. I tell everybody about it. And I love when they have the shows when the doctor speaks and all. So it really, it lifts your spirits too, knowing that there's somebody out there that really wants to help you and has come up with something this good. So I'm happy.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You've got to go to Mo's.
I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And, you know, I got the copy in front of me, and I'm supposed to tell you stuff, you know, about wills and trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. I could tell you how I went to see Mike Connors with my sordid, ridiculous life with a couple exes, a couple kids here and there. You know, where's the money going? So, but back to business. If indeed you have the problems that I had and I didn't know where to go, and I went to my son Joey, my consigliere, the wartime consigliere, he got me to Connors and Solomon. You can get a free seminar from Mike himself. Here, please. Monday, October 28th, Bocelli Restaurant, Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown, okay, in Manhattan, 3 West Club, that's 3 West 51st Street at 11 and 3. Mike does these for free. But if you can't make it, please call Lisa over there and Bridget's there and Kelly's there. The great team at Connors and Sullivan is standing by for you. You can get a free office appointment if you call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. God bless Mike and Beth Connors. I'm telling you, great people. And Mike always says it best when he says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
All right, welcome back to the Joe Piscopo Show. Al Gattulo, Councilman Joe Borelli here. We've got weather with Isaac Longley. Isaac, what's going on the next couple of days weather-wise?
Well, we're going to see mostly sunny skies today. It's going to be beautiful out there with highs heading up to about 66. Clear skies and still pleasant this evening. However, we'll see an increase in clouds later on tonight. The low down to 53 in the city, mid-40s in the suburbs. Then becoming mainly cloudy and mild tomorrow with some rain at times. I think the steadiest rain will be during the afternoon and evening hours. A high of 63, mostly sunny skies and nice for both Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the mid-60s.
All right, Isaac, thanks so much. We will talk to you on tape the next hour. Thanks so much. And Joe, we got a couple of minutes here.
Another nice day. This is good.
Nice. I like nice days. I'm not crazy about rain.
I don't like the rain, but this is the nicest temperature for me. This is good sleeping weather. This is nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Not great to run a campaign when you want to sleep in late, you know. And as I mentioned before, I'm running for public advocate this year. Early voting starts the end of next week. Voting obviously is election day on November 6th. This year you can vote early. Tomorrow, though, I have a debate on New York One News against Jumaane Williams, 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in. It should be an interesting show. I mean, say what you want about Jumaane Williams, but in the interest of good government, I mean, these are two people, myself and he, who do disagree fundamentally on so much. So if you have a chance, tune into New York One tomorrow night. I want to go to Dr. Anthony, who wants to discuss the upcoming election. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Joe. I just want to wish you the best of luck on Election Day, and I want you to know from the outset that you have 5 votes already in the can. My mom, my dad, and my brother, my sister-in-law, and my nephew all voted early, absentee ballot, all for you. So I don't know how they actually count those ballots, but make sure they count them, because I'm sure there are other people that will be voting for you as well.
Well, look, Doctor, it's a 7-1 now Democratic enrollment advantage in this city. So we need those 5 votes. We need the 5 votes from every household listening. Look, if everyone listening to the Joe Piscopo Show just goes out and does their early voting, votes on Election Day, this would be tremendous. This would be huge. This would be fantastic. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning every day. Certainly those folks are familiar with me, and I would urge them to go out and vote for me. That's my shameless plug for myself. But the truth is, it's not just a plug for myself, friends. It's a plug for you. If you hear the things I say every time I come on this radio show, usually they are about standing up to Bill de Blasio, standing up to sometimes Governor Cuomo. If you think we need that in an actually elected public advocate, then, you know, this is not just a shameless plug for me. It's a shameless plug for you. Because whether I win or lose, the reasons why we need a check on Mayor de Blasio still exist. I mean, this is a guy whose legacy is going to be a homeless shelter in every neighborhood, a jail in every borough. This is not the legacy that I would want as mayor. This is not the legacy that I would want as a council member. But this is the legacy that Mayor de Blasio is going to leave office with when he's term limited, friends. Next hour, we got Claudette Duff. She is the director and founder of Out of the Storm Senior Housing. We got Dr. Seb Gorka, who is on our network at 3 p.m. every day. He's going to tease his show. This is Joe Borelli. filling in for Joe Piscopo. I'll be here Wednesday and next Monday while Joe's in Italy, and we'll see you in the 9 o'clock hour.